It's time for the Dirt Doctor and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. The telephone number to be with us is 866-444-DIRT. Which is 3478. 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. The Facebook page, and there's a lot of action going on there all the time, more and more all the time, it seems, is The Dirt Doctor Howard Garrett. You can see a video that I did explaining the depression left around trees and the issue about water standing there after a rain. We did that, and we're starting to do more of that for you. Let's see what else we need to do. This hour is brought to you by Arbico, the mail order company that can help you with all kinds of insect issues and organic product situations. It's arbico-organics.com. And we'll get back to the phones. Richard is next up in Colorado Springs. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. What's going on?
Did you harvest your garden?
Well, it's not harvestable yet, but it's growing. I'm going to have the red lima beans coming on here pretty strong. They got zapped by some of the heat and missed a little watering during one period of time and kind of tried to lay down on me, and now they're coming back strong. I think I'm going to have a huge production out of it. It'll just be a little bit later.
Fine, you can send me a pound of them.
Well,
all right, here's my question.
Okay.
All right, I know I asked you this last year, but I'm going to ask you again. What I have been told is with potatoes, you wait till the plants actually die to harvest them. Is that true?
No, you harvest them whenever you want to. You can dig down and see what size they are without hurting the plant.
Well, they're actually popping out of the soil right now.
Yeah, dig them anytime you want to. And you don't want to let that happen, because what will happen is that they'll turn green. And if you do have some green spots on the potatoes, you need to cut that away, because it'll give you a tummy ache.
Right, exactly.
But you can harvest them whenever you're ready. The little new potatoes are harvested before now. You know, people will go down, they don't want to wait any longer, and they harvest them. All that is potatoes that haven't grown big yet. That's all a new potato is.
Yeah, I like the little new potatoes too.
Yeah, but it's totally up to you. You can dig down, see what they look like. If they're not ready, cover them back up with soil. It won't hurt a thing in the world.
Okay, cool. Now, last week I called you and I messed up. I left the phone for about 30 seconds and you guys were looking for me and I wasn't there.
I remember
that question. Yeah, I bet you do. I was going to ask, I got about 12 sunflowers this year that I planted, and they grew real good. And the squirrels got the four of them real bad. I mean, they ate every seed. They hung upside down on them. It took them about 2 days to harvest four.
Yep, they'll do that.
Let me ask, does vinegar or soapy water repel squirrels if you spray it on the leaves?
No.
And the stem?
Nope.
No? I didn't think so either.
As far as I know right now, Richard, nothing repels squirrels. Occasionally, they'll be repelled to a degree by hot pepper and hot pepper sprays, but that's not consistent at all. There's nothing that's foolproof for mosquitoes.
That damages the leaves. I learned that last year with my corn.
Yeah. Not anything you can do other than feed them corn, maybe in some other part of the garden, something that they'd like more than your crops.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I'm going to buy 50 pounds of corn.
Okay.
I'm going to keep them away from the sunflowers.
Well, sometimes that works.
I think it will. They'll sit there and eat the corn until they're full, and once they're full, they're good to go.
Yeah.
All right, now, no, I got two more things, if you don't mind.
What you got?
All right, we had a frost Thursday night. It was supposed to be about 40 degrees, but we had 10 to 20 mile per hour winds, which created a wind chill.
Mm-hmm.
And everything but the squash, the pumpkins and the cucumbers weren't affected. Now I've got all these black leaves, and I still got good growth. It's probably about 60 to 70% black leaves. So those are dead now, right? They're not doing anything.
Well, it's just a matter of percentages, like you say. If the killing the blackened leaves aren't most of the leaf surface, and they still have some green, they'll probably limp along and be okay. You can spray with compost tea or with the whole Garrett juice mixture and kind of aid them along a little bit. But if the black, you know, the dead tissue is most of the foliage, you're not going to have any more growth.
All right. Well, I'm still actually they're still flowering, and I wanted to know if I cut all that black stuff off. Plus, the squash or the pumpkin mold just went berserk and just took out a lot of leaves. If I cut all those off at the top, just cut the leaves, does the stem and the vine still produce the photosynthesis?
Well, it'll need to grow new leaves, and if the stem wasn't damaged badly, it might do that. It might push out some new leaves. All you can do is just give it a try and see.
I will do that.
It'll definitely help to spur that to happen if you spray something on the foliage and on the stems, you know, a foliar feeding spray, which, you know, you do anyway, so just do it now.
Okay. And one more thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have about 4 to 5 yards of all this garden stuff that I got, of the garden cellulose material. We can't get volcanic sand here in Colorado. It just does. Nobody's got it. Now, should I mix a rough sand with it, and can I use also a decomposed granite?
Well, I was going to say, you can get granite there, and that's the second best thing. Also, you could get them to get zeolite ordered in for you. In the meantime, just use the decomposed granite. That's a great material. I've used it for a lot of bed preparation in some of our experimental gardens, and it works very well.
Yeah, well, we got tons of that here. All right,
yep.
Thank you much.
Appreciate the call, and we'll talk to you again soon. Daryl, Snake Daryl. I saw a movie last night, Daryl, called Snakes on the Plane.
Oh, yeah, isn't that a turkey?
It's hysterical, but I knew you would just have a heart attack seeing it. They had all those poisonous snakes, you know, biting everybody and killing people on the plane. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, they took every single fear anybody ever had about snakes and then added a few new ones of their own.
Yep.
It was do you remember Joe Bob Briggs?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, I wrote a Joe Bob Briggs goes to the drive-thru review of that movie.
Okay.
You can imagine. I don't know if it's appropriate for radio, but at any rate, I'll text that to you sometime. But as you can possibly hear from my voice, I'm actually struggling to be in full voice myself today. I had a cold get me, which is rare, early this week. And I've got to be in full voice by 2 o'clock today, because that's when I'll be appearing at the Arlington Improv, which will be a fun show to catch, even if I do sound like this still.
Well, mine's not a cold. I haven't had any, you know, I don't feel bad at all. I just have a throat that the pollen has irritated, and it's not comfortable, and obviously my voice is a little different.
Right. Well, that's been essentially this year. The only other stuff I got was a little bit of nasal involvement, but, I mean, I don't know, it didn't really give me any of the other symptoms of a cold, just, you know, kind of stuffy head and scratchy throat. I've been doing things like elderberry and, of course, raw honey, cinnamon.
A lot of vinegar is good, and gargle with baking soda is good for the throat, too.
Ooh, I haven't done that yet. I found a food-grade 3% hydrogen peroxide in a spray bottle at the health food store.
No, that's good, too. Yeah, that's
really
good. Yes,
and I've been spraying that in my ears and down my throat. But I like the idea of the baking soda. I'll do that next. That's a good idea. So, yeah, you know, when you make a living with your voice like we do, when your voice goes down, you're a centipede with sore feet.
That's right. Well, good luck on your deal, and keep us posted.
Will do. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you later, Daryl. It's Ann's turn in Roanoke. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I just planted a sausage grass, and because I wanted to cover some damage that was done in the digging for a foundation problem that I had. And it's a little shady over there, so that's why I chose Sarsia. I hope that was a good thing that I did.
Well, but it may or may not be. And a lot of people talk about the shade tolerance of Zoysia. I don't think it's there much. I don't think it's much more if as shade tolerant as St. Augustine grass.
Because I dug some of that up. But anyway, I've got this grass. There's two pallets of it because it was alongside of the house where they did a lot of digging for foundation work, and I have to cover it to keep that soil there for the protection of the foundation.
Well, it won't hurt to plant it, but it won't last very long in the shade. Let me put you on hold. Let's chat off there so we're not rushed. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Crazy Water is so good, and it's good for you. It's crazy. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses Crazy Water with lots of all-natural minerals so your body absorbs them naturally. Other mineral waters come from some factory somewhere and add synthetic minerals, also made in some factory somewhere. Well, of course, your body doesn't absorb those very well. If you can't make it out to Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the Crazy Water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy Water, so good, it's crazy.
You've planned, packed, paid, and are counting down the days. Whether it's a trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, don't risk ruining your hard-earned vacation by neglecting to protect your health. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist, and I'm often asked how to prevent illness when traveling. I recommend packing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as the best defense against traveler's tummy. The convenient, travel-friendly blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics used various strains of live beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, so it helps reduce the risk of getting traveler's diarrhea caused by foodborne bacteria. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Your pets are very special, and their diet is important. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I recommend Munster Natural dog food and cat food. That's what my dogs get. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are important to me. Munster Natural contains no toxic preservatives, and does have the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so the choice is yours. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website, munstermilling.com. About how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier. It's Munster Natural.
All righty, Howard, back with you and back to the phones to Bosque County this time, and Danny's there. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Howard. I've got three crepe myrtles. We're out in the country. I have three crepe myrtles, two Vitex, that this is their third year, and some out through the drought, and mostly the grasshoppers, they're doing pretty good. I personally, for me, would like to turn these into tree form, but wonder how stressful that is. Again, we're in the country and the drought and all that. Would it be better to leave them as, kind of like nature planned them, as shrubs? So I guess my question is, how stressful is it to make one of these plants a tree form?
I don't think it would be stressful really at all. I think it's just a subjective call on how you want them to look. There may be a little bit of advantage to the health of the plant to let it go and let it be what it wanted to be rather than trim it into some other shape. I think it'd be a very small stressful thing, if any at all.
Well, the reason I ask that, I have a crepe myrtle at the corner of our house. This is out in the yard, but I have a crepe myrtle out at the corner of our house, and I just watch the sun bake it and, you know, cook the soil and everything all summer long, and that's what kind of was the genesis of my call.
Well, so, that's the thing it would do differently. It would allow the sun to hit the trunk and hit the flare, and it hasn't so much in the past because of multi-stems. And so it changes that physical nature of the plant. But crepe myrtles are trimmed into single stem trees all the time. Vitex are also, so you can do it. It just remember that if you do it, if you did it in the spring just before it got really hot, that'd probably be a bad thing. Doing it now, going through the winters, probably gives it a chance to adapt to the new sunlight situation. And then the only other thing to worry about is that you've changed the structural, the tensile strength of the tree to resist wind, you know, by doing a major pruning change to it. You see,
well,
what
these
I'm
guys
doing?
Are not, yeah, I do. And that's why, coming up on, you know, this will be year four. They're not big yet. They started out, they were all 3 gallons when they started out. So none of them are big yet. The crepe myrtles are the standard, which is at 8 to 10 foot tall or whatever. And like I said, I prefer the tree look that way. If I want to, I can put stuff underneath them. But again, I just didn't know what the stress level was.
Well, long term, it's better to have single trunk trees anyway than multi trunk trees because you get that pinching between the multi trunks. I used to design when I was doing primarily landscape design for a living, I would specifically call for multi-trunk trees to be used on my designs. And I didn't learn until, you know, a long time later that that's really not the best thing. The best thing long-term for trees is for the tree to have a single trunk and not have a pinching and a place that can collect and get rot going and all that. So going to single stems on both of those is fine. Just realize that there is a possibility during the transition for a little bit of stress.
Well, and I want to thank you for a wonderful recommendation, Howard. I had a really weird thing happen, your almond verbena recommendation. So I couldn't find any. I got one mail-ordered, small little teeny thing. It was growing well. I had it in a pot growing well. And I stumbled into Home Depot because I knew what it looked like. I was in Home Depot, and they had labeled as Vitex what were really almond verbenas. Or
oh, really?
Among the Vitex. So that's I got a three-gallon almond verbena. I still have my little baby. It's doing well, but now I had a much bigger three-gallon mature one. The scent is awesome, and it changes. That's what's so amazing. Whether it's hot and dry, if we have a rain, the scent's different. I've enjoyed my almond verbena very much.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
Okay, Howard, thank you.
Thank you, partner. Talk to you later. It's a great plant. If you haven't tried it yet, it's almond, just like the nut, almond verbena. And a little difficult to find, but it's worth it. I was talking to somebody about mine at the seminar at Gecko Hardware yesterday. As a matter of fact, mine sometimes dies all the way to the ground. Sometimes I just cut it to the ground to keep it more or less under control. But in full sun, it will grow to a height of 12 feet tall. So it's a plant, it's a big plant that you need to have some space for. But the fragrance is great, like he was saying, but it also is probably the best plant I've ever seen for as long a period of time as it does it to attract beneficials, honeybees, bumblebees, various flies that are pollinators and butterflies and all kinds of things. Harlan in Dearbury, Florida, is that right?
Yes.
What's going on?
Okay, the man that just talked about the crepe myrtle, I had one in my front yard, corner of the front yard, and it got, you know, fungus all over it.
Okay.
And I cut it down. I didn't take the roots out. Now, I've got about probably 15 stems coming up. Will that, should I weed out the stems and let one grow, or?
That's what I would do. I'd pick the biggest, strongest looking one and take the others out. And I would also do some work right now, Harlan, on taking the soil away so that you expose the flare that's there. Crepe myrtles have a big, dramatic flare that's generally down in the ground because people plant the plants that come from nurseries that are too deep in the containers at a height that they think is right, and then it gets mulched on and gets filled on a little bit more, and they all end up too deep. So leaving one stem, exposing the flare, you'll probably end up with a much, much healthier plant that way and one that won't have the issues that you had before.
Okay, and I had called asked your screener what happened at the house here. They expanded the house, two rooms.
Harlan, can you hold on so we can talk and not be rushed when I get back?
Yes.
Hang on a minute, and I'll be back with you. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, got one or two more segments for you, so don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The House has sent the Senate a new temporary spending bill, but Senate Democrats are calling it pointless. The Senate expected to reject the measure because it tacks on a one-year delay of the new health care law. And the Senate is not expected to meet until tomorrow, leaving only a few hours for Congress to reach an agreement on a bill to avert a partial government shutdown, which starts at midnight Tuesday. Syria's president says his government will abide by last week's UN resolution calling for the country's chemical weapons program to be dismantled and destroyed. Israel's prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, says he is going to the UN to, quote, tell the truth in the face of the sweet talk and the onslaught of smiles. His characterization of Iran's recent diplomatic overtures to the West. And the prime ministers of India and Pakistan have begun meetings in New York on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The ninth-ranked Georgia Bulldogs propel themselves back into the thick of the national championship race with an exciting 44-41 win over number 6 LSU. Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray, who accounted for 5 touchdowns, told reporters after the game,
"This is a game we'll talk about, you know, 20, 30 years down the road when we all are old, and y'all are really, really old."
3-1 Georgia faced 3 top 10 teams in their first 4 games. Top-ranked Alabama had a number 21 Ole Miss. Their first loss after a 3-0 start, 25-0. Second-ranked Oregon clobbered California 55-16, also staying unbeaten. Number 3 Clemson with a 56-7 win over Wake Forest. Braxton Miller coming back from an injury, threw a career-high 4 touchdown passes. His fourth-ranked Ohio State beat number 23 Wisconsin 31-24. Number 5 Stanford beat Washington State 55-17. It was 8th-ranked Florida State 48, Boston College 34. And number 10, Texas A&M improved 4-1 with a 45-33 win over Arkansas. This is SRN Sports. The upset of the day came when 3-2 West Virginia handed 11th-ranked Oklahoma State their first loss, 30-21. Mountaineers coach Dana Holgorsen:
"We felt like we could win, so we went out there and we, you know, we wanted it pretty bad."
The Cowboys had 3 key turnovers, including an interception return for a touchdown. 12th-ranked South Carolina fell behind 10-0 before coming back for a close win over Central Florida 28-25. The 3-1 Gamecocks had to recover an onside kick in the final seconds to preserve the win. 14th-ranked Oklahoma turned 3 interceptions into touchdowns and beat number 22 Notre Dame 35-21. Oklahoma quarterback Blake Bell says the defense got the Sooners rolling.
"That was big time. Just a momentum for the defense picking up for us like that. And I felt like once we got out there, it was kind of settled down and it went well."
15th-ranked Miami beat South Florida 49-21. It was 16th-ranked Washington 31, Arizona 13. The Huskies off to a surprising 4-0 start. Number 20, Florida, was a 24-7 winner over Kentucky. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we'll get back with Harlan in Florida. You still there, Harlan?
Yes.
What else did you have?
Well, okay, the real problem I called up on, I lost a tree one time when I put a deck in.
Uh-huh.
I cut off a lot of roots. What I've got now is they've expanded my house 2 rooms toward the driveway, which means they moved the driveway over probably within 5 feet of this. I'm going to say it's a live oak.
Okay.
The thing is, it's starting to push the. I have a like say 3 or 4 cement block high retainer wall. You know, so the land runs down to my corner. You know, if the land was regular, you know, level, but it's not. I want to know is. How many roots can you cut?
Well, pruning roots is not a whole lot unlike pruning the top of a plant. If you prune out a small percentage of the overall root system,
yes, Yes.
You don't hurt the tree any more than pruning out a limb of the tree. The larger the roots, obviously, the more shock it will be to the plant. But if you take out a root or a couple of roots and don't disturb, you know, the bulk of the rest of the root system, you probably won't even notice any shock or any negative result to the tree at all. Now, if you take out half of the roots on one side of the tree, that'll do severe shock, and what you'll see it manifest in is the foliage and the limbs on that side of the tree really die back and have a hard time. It'll be directly related to the roots that have been removed. But if on that side you took out one root or two roots or, you know, a small percentage of the root system, it's not going to show any damage to the tree at all.
All right, should I tar the roots up?
No, don't put any. Well, I don't. I personally don't do that. Some of the arborists that I work with, More Tree, in fact, they like to use the product called Lac Balsam. It's spelled LACBALSAM, I think, and it's a French product. It's really good because it stays flexible and breathes. But I'm a little more cavalier than that. I tend to make the cuts as cleanly as I can and leave them uncoated.
Okay, well, I'll give it a try. Like I said, I hate to lose this tree. It's my shade tree.
Well, I'll give you some good news. Live oak, if that's what it is, that's one of the toughest trees there is for standing up to this kind of trauma.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much, Tom.
All right, thanks. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Call us again. Let's go to Joe in Vernon, Texas, where I did some of that salt remediation work. Hey, Joe.
Yes, I got a question about some cattle cubes. Mm-hmm. I've got about 8 or 10 bags for free, and I was thinking about putting it on my Bermuda grass yard or maybe the beds for our fertilizer.
What's in them? Alfalfa and what else? Molasses, probably?
Yeah, sunflower meal and cottonseed meal and corn gluten feed.
Okay. I think it'd be great fertilizer. Yeah. The only thing about it is you probably need to put them in the driveway and put a board over them and crush it all first, not put out big old chunks.
Yeah, okay.
Or run it through a grinder of some kind. But, yeah, that'd be great fertilizer.
It'll finally dissolve with water. I've been in water some of it. It's been swelling up and kind of deteriorating with water. I didn't know if that would be a slow-release fertilizer, doing it that way, not having to crush it.
Well, that'll work fine. That'll make it be a foliar material, and you could spray it on the bark of the trees and foliage and the ground and drench it in and all that sort of thing. You're probably going to end up with some residue in the bottom of the barrel where you soaked it, and you just throw that out, you know, like a dry fertilizer, or put it in the compost pile, either one. But all those ingredients are excellent organic fertilizer.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Okie doke.
Appreciate your help.
Thank you, Joe. Uh-huh. Let's go to Don in Grapeland. What's up, Don?
Hello. I planted last November, 25 cathedral oaks, 15 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a silty sand soil, mm-hmm. and I planted them over 1,000 lineal feet, about 40 feet spacing on a driveway. And 2 days, yesterday, 8th and 13th, they looked decent. And then last week, all of them turned brown and they just died.
That's not good.
I know. And I'm over a 2-day period, they just turned brown. And I'm thinking about going back to the Edinburgh Soil Lab,
mm-hmm.
and getting some new trees. And I can't afford any 15 gallons. I'm going to have to go to 5 gallons, I guess.
Well, let's try to figure out what happened. Did they get dry at some point, or did they stay too wet? It's got to be, you know, something pretty dramatic that would have killed them all like that.
That's what I couldn't understand. When the guy planted them, I had the company that sold them to me plant them, and they didn't plant them right. I know that. But anyway, I dug a few up, and replanted them. And anyway, I don't know what happened to them. Doggone it, it just made me sick.
Well, I would talk to them for one thing, but when you have several trees die like that just overnight, something dramatic has happened. You know, herbicide contamination, or they totally dried out. You know, we've had a drought. We've had some rains lately, but we've had a drought, so that could be what it is. You said they were cathedral live oaks?
Cathedral live oaks, yes, sir. And I watered them every 2 days, like they told me.
Well, you probably drowned them, Don.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, every 2 days is too much to water any kind of new plant that's in the ground.
Okay.
And live oaks are pretty tough. Were they bald and burlapped, or were they container grown?
They were container grown.
Okay. Do a probe into the ground with an old golf club shaft or something like that and see if it's not still sopping wet down in there. And if that's the case, I think they may at the very least need to give you a discount on some new trees and have a little bit better watering program. Because
well, they did that, and they put some new trees in about 2 months ago, and those trees died. And Fusel Tree Farms up in Oakwood, I don't know whether you're familiar.
No, I don't know. But they're giving some pretty bad advice on watering every 2 days. When you plant a tree and you plant it properly, like we recommend, big, wide, ugly hole and backfill with nothing but the soil that came out of the hole, no peat moss or compost or new soil put in the hole and all that, and you water the plant in properly when it's planted, you shouldn't have to water it again for, several days, even in the heat of the summer.
Really?
And only then, if it's really sandy soil and drains like crazy.
That's what I've got.
Well, in that situation, I guess it's possible that you needed to water every day. But do some probing, or every 2 days, do some probing and see. When the trees died, like you explained, that's got to be from trauma of too much or too little water, or, you know, was killed with a herbicide or something.
No insects or anything like
no,
that?
No, that wouldn't do it. And
okay.
If they attacked severely, it would be a slow going downhill type of thing. When they flash and just die, overnight, that especially with a live oak, of any kind of live oak,
that's
water issue or contamination.
Well, I'm going to get a hold of Edinburgh and get new soil tests, and I'll call you from there.
See what they say.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Garlic Mike in Dallas. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Howard. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good.
Well, noticed yesterday my neighbor was fertilizing his yard, and to my horror, I checked in the trash, and yes, it was Scott's Bonus S.
Wow.
And my yard is slightly
You should
down.
Congratulate them that they picked the worst fertilizer that you could possibly pick on earth.
And my yard is slightly downgrade of his.
Oh.
And he has a sprinkler system he runs at least twice a week.
Hmm.
Now, my concern is I have my lovely little chest-high bay leaf tree just about 5-6 foot off of the fence line. Is it in trouble, and when can I move it?
Well, as soon as the deciduous trees show some fall color, which is right around the corner, you could move it and probably have 100% success putting it in a new spot. I would I'd get some fine textured humate of some kind, and I'd get some zeolite, Mike, and put both of those things out and try to work them into the soil as much as you can, or water them in if you can't do that, to set up some kind of a barrier with those materials. But have you chatted with this person about what they've done?
He knows who I am, and he's not real receptive to our perspective on gardening.
Okay.
Let's just put it at that. It's just not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Well, you ought to take the bag back and highlight the part on the bag where it says don't use around shrubs or trees. And maybe he won't do it again, because I'm sure he didn't read the label.
Well, odd enough, probably over the last year, he's lost two trees on the very downhill side, a big hackberry
mm-hmm.
and some type of, I don't know what the other one was, a tall, slender tree.
Yeah.
They both died, had to have them cut out with tree guys.
Yeah, well, that That fertilizer is really good at taking things out, and it usually does it over a little period of time, so it doesn't happen all at once, and people tend to forget, you know, what they did and what really was the culprit. But fine texture humate or charcoal, you know, the detox program that I recommend, and using the zeolite there and moving the little bay tree whenever you can. Is this going to get into your garlic?
No, area? It's on the other side of the driveway, on the other side of the yard.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Sounds like a visit up to Zach and Andrea up at Gecko today, doesn't it?
Yeah, they've got those materials, so go see them.
All right, Howard. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Mike. We'll talk to you later. It's frustrating. You know, we talk about it, and even the guys that still recommend the chemicals, it's one of the few things that those kind of people and I agree on. Those weed and feed fertilizers like Scott's Bonus S, and Scott's Bonus S is one of the worst ones, if not the worst, because it contains atrazine, and it literally does say on the bag that it shouldn't be used around shrubs and trees. Well, how do you use a product on a residential property that's not around shrubs and trees? Those roots grow out far out into the yard, you know. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, telephone number 866-444-3478. I'll be back. Your pets are very special, and their diet is important. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I recommend Munster Natural dog food and cat food. That's what my dogs get. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are important to me. Munster Natural contains no toxic preservatives and does have the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so the choice is yours. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website, munstermilling.com. About how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier. It's Munster Natural.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. And next up is Steve in Emory. Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
Oh, I was wondering, when would be a good time to trim pecan trees? One is a native old tree, and the others were planted in the late 80s.
Well, you can trim them any time now, from now through the winter, but you don't need to trim them just to be trimming them, Steve.
No, but the branches are hanging real low to the ground almost, and when I cut hay or something, they're in
the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if they're in the way and you need to get them out of the way because of that, that's fine. I personally like the low-hanging limbs. I think that they're graceful and a part of the beauty of a pecan tree. But if they're in your way, you can cut them off, and you can do it now, or you can do it anytime during the winter.
Oh, anytime now, too, then it wouldn't hurt the trees, would it?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
And thanks a lot. Appreciate your show.
Thank you, Steve. Call us
again.
Bye-bye. Let's go to... let's see. I tell you what, Sandra with the Rose Rosette. I hope we can get to everybody here. And if I don't, hang on. I'll talk to you off the air. Richard in Dallas next.
I have an old oak tree. I'm not sure which variety it is, but it's about several hundred years old, maybe 3 foot wide or so at the widest part.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I think it's dying back slowly. Maybe something I did wrong. I've noticed a few years ago there was a woodpecker at the very top, and I thought, gee, I thought they only go for dead trees. But a lot of the top foliage from, say, like 3-4 foot from the tips down has, like, died off at most of the tree. And I noticed it looked kind of thin this year. I got thinking, well, I looked around, and there was a spot. It's right next to a chain link fence. There was a knot that kind of bulged the fence out, and I got a chainsaw and cut it off. So maybe that had something to do with it, because I went around there, and it looks like a squirrel hole now. It's kind of hollowed out, and I tapped around it, and it's got that hollow sound like...
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's in very good shape. Is this a red oak, Richard?
It's not red oak. No, it's either live oak or the other. It doesn't produce many, if any, like little miniature
acorns.
Well,
it sounds like it's got quite a few issues.
If you can, be a white oak. I'm not sure. But
if you can send me some photographs of it, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. The only thing I can tell you without seeing it and getting more detail about it is to apply the sick tree treatment. The sick tree treatment is to get the soil off the base and expose the flare very dramatically, no matter how old it is. That could be a problem. And then aerate the root zone, and while the holes are open, apply all of the amendments that we use for the organic bed preparation.
Okay, that mud patch to that one spot, I would assume. I hadn't done that yet, but, you know, that ash mud and that other, I have it written down, that for that hole that I was talking about, like,
well, the hole in it you can treat with hydrogen peroxide, and then you can put the tree trunk goop in. But that's just kind of patching a little symptom there. It sounds like your tree's got some major issue, and the sick tree treatment is overall the way to go. But again, if you'll send some pictures to me and include pictures of the base of the tree and the foliage and close-ups of any specific problems, I'll try to help you a little bit more. Okay.
Okay, I'll do it. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, and you can send it. Anybody can do that. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. You can also put it on Facebook, and if you haven't checked out Facebook, there's quite a few things you might want to see that have gone up on it this week. The Dirt Doctor Howard Garrett on Facebook. The website is dirtdoctor.com. The forums, there's a lot of interesting things going on. The chat rooms on dirtdoctor.com as well. And, of course, our newsletter you can get free just by giving us your email address or filling out the form that requires you doing that, because we have to have an address to send it to you. Sandra in Flower Mound, what's going on?
Hi. I totally go organic, and I have rose rosette on all of my roses in my backyard.
Okay.
So everything that I've read, they said to pull them out, to destroy them. And I have English roses. I've been growing roses for 10 years now, and I don't want to pull them out. So
you don't have to.
And I've read on your website that I can use a sick tree treatment to try to save them.
Well, it's a modified version of the sick tree treatment. You first of all trim all the deformed terminal growth.
And I've done that. I've done that.
Did you treat with hydrogen peroxide on the cuts as you went?
Yes, and okay. The Garrett juice and just everything else that you recommend.
Okay, good. For people that don't know what we're talking about, in the library and a past newsletter, we have a program for the rose rosette, and it's a glorified version of the sick tree treatment, and it works to stop the disease.
Okay. So at some point, so it's just beginning now. So at some point, do I just continue to do the sick tree treatment plan and at no point pull them out, just to see if they will recover?
Once you've trimmed all the damaged stems that have too many thorns and the discolored, you know, growth and funny-looking growth out, and you've done the sick tree treatment as far as aeration and the amendments to the soil, mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to do any more from that point forward than to spray Garrett Juice Pro or something similar on a monthly basis, and add the hydrogen peroxide to it from time to time, or spray the hydrogen peroxide at 3% or less, 8% or 3% in a gallon from time to time, and control the disease. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. All that's on our website on dirtdoctor.com for those of you who haven't heard about solving rose rosette before. Also other tough diseases. I've enjoyed being with you. Great calls today the whole time. Enjoy your gardens during the week, and don't forget to feed the birds. And if you need a question answered, go to my website in the meantime. I'll see you later.